Thank you so much for calling Restorify. This is Fernando. How can I help you?
Restorify? So I just got a phone call from you for my son. And this is about the Intoxilock system?
That is correct. Let me check. We're trying to reach Joel Ross to this number.
Right. That's
okay,
my, and this is my, this is his mother.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, here's the deal here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So what were you contacting him about?
The reason of our call is because we have a great opportunity for him to make his DWI information and available to the public. We just launched a new program where he can, we can do the eligibility process for him 100% free. All we're asking for is for his email address and his date of birth so we can check his eligibility. And if he's eligible to start the process, he can do the expungement request on our website on www.restorify.intoxilock.com to make that record about the DWI unavailable to the public in case he has a new job opportunity or if he's in housing.
Right. Okay, so here's the deal. I'll give you his phone number, but he doesn't get off work until 3.
Also,
he shouldn't have been put on this Intoxilock system. He got screwed. He worked out of town, and so therefore he was only home 2 weeks out of a month, and he kept on getting charges and getting 6 months added on for not blowing enough and this and that. Every other, it was ridiculous. He should have never been put on an Intoxilock system. They had a certain amount of numbers you had to blow because he was unable to do that due to the fact that he wasn't in town. And he got screwed, and he spent a lot of money on that.
Okay. Yeah, I understand it, and I'm really sorry to hear that. But that was, it's not related to us, right? It's about what the police report said, right? What we just do is to send the device right to the people who were involved right in these situations, right? But yeah, we're gonna help him with all this process. That's why the main reason why we're trying to get in contact with him, so we can help him with that and make that information about his record and available, and he could have better.
He gets off work at 3 and he gets home at 3:30. He probably won't answer the phone until. So 3:30.
We will leave him a message, so he might be interested to
his voicemail is not set up. He tried setting it up and something screwed up on it, and he hasn't had time to go into Verizon to fix it.
No, but actually this is everything online. He has to do the expungement on the website. He can do it by himself.
Right, but I'm just trying to say you can't leave a message for him because there's no, his voicemail is not set up, so you have to call him.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, so we're going to try to send him a text message so he can answer the call, and we can, set a meeting, right, to have with him a conversation about this, about the opportunity that we have. That's not a problem.
Okay. Sounds good. Here's his number. Actually, his number is exactly the same as mine, except for it ends in 8806.
Him is 8806, right? Not 8808.
All right.
8806.
Yeah, if you send him a text message, he might be able to answer. I'm not sure exactly what he's got planned today. He's always busy. He's a good kid. And he's gotten screwed so many times by the government, it's pathetic.
I understand. There is a wide variety of situations. You have no idea what I've been through and my family members too because of that, but I completely feel what he went through, right, and also you as a mother, right? So don't worry, we're going to try to help him with the whole process, and I'm pretty sure that we will have good news in a couple of weeks for you and him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.